activate.
In 3, 2, 1, action.
Welcome to the Morning Struggle Podcast.
I'm Ty.
I'm Jesse.
And we bring you habits of successful people. And we're back.
We are back.
We have been gone a long time.
Super long.
I'd like to say it's because we got so successful that we just, we're flooded with too much to do.
Right.
We're just kind of lazy, but we're back. We're bigger than ever.
Yes.
So we have more episodes.
More episodes.
We have bonus content.
Yeah, we do.
You're going to knit people hats or something.
You make fun of that, but it is absolutely happening.
We're going to do giveaways.
Yes.
Jessie's going to knit a hat. I told her she should knit hats for every single one of our listeners.
Which I might be able to do because there's like
take about
two
a thousand
people.
Years.
No.
So, but anyway, thanks for joining us. Today we're going to be talking about
colors. Okay.
And we already forgot to do the intro.
What was the intro?
Well, we were supposed to say like, welcome to the Morning Struggle Podcast. And we're going to talk about colors. And then there's going to be a song.
What? No.
Yeah.
No, this is good.
Okay. This is perfect. So, anyway, for those of you who are just joining us, we take habits of successful people and we break them down. We started this because we wanted to be successful. So we kind of started researching what successful people did.
Yeah, it really started with waking up early in the morning.
Yeah, the 5 a.m. wake up. That was huge for us. We were kind of sleeping in and the kids were waking us up in the morning because we were so tired. We're like, what do successful people do? They wake up at 5 a.m. That's true and not true. But for us, it's very true.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
It's just having that runway. So now we've done a few seasons, few episodes, few years of this. Mm-hmm. We took a break and now we're back.
We are absolutely back.
Thanks for joining us. We do a history segment
of
whatever the habit is. Then we go into the science and you talk about like your brain and your body and your chemicals. Then we do a little coffee review.
Absolutely.
And then we have an action plan so we can take this habit and we can implement it into our lives and build a better you.
Exactly. We want you guys to better yourself by listening to this podcast.
Yeah, it's super fun. So welcome to the Morning Struggle Podcast. Mm-hmm. So let's get right into history.
This day in history.
You wanted me to do the history of color.
I know. It so probably was an awkward one, huh?
Like when we talked about this, when we were doing the reboot, we'll call this the reboot.
Yeah.
We wanted to do big and grand ideas, right? It was like, and like things you could take, like, how to land an airplane if your pilot goes unconscious.
That was a ridiculous
thing. That's a successful thing. Like tangible items. Mm-hmm. And you say, how to be successful at colors. Like, what does that even mean?
Colors are amazing.
I don't disagree, but I don't know how we're going to tie this into success. So I'm just going to give you the history of, like, colors. Like, what is color? And then how people are crazy about it. Don't worry about it. It'll make sense here in a second.
So, all right.
In the 1660s, English physicist and mathematician, you may have heard of him. He invented apples, Isaac Newton. He demonstrated that clear white or light was made of clear white light and 7 visible colors.
Yeah.
Do you know what those colors are?
There are red and there's a yellow and an orange and a blue.
Close enough. Okay. Roy G. Biv, right?
Yeah.
So before Newton said, got a prism, like a little crystal prism and said, look, I can refract the light and break it up into its individual colors.
Yeah.
Aristotle said, nope, it's just white and black. And then the 4 like signs of whatever the elements are.
I like his idea.
Water, air, earth, and fire.
Yeah.
So it's black and white. And then whatever element was in there.
Oh, so wait a minute.
2,000 years. Everybody said, yeah, Aristotle knows. He's a smart guy. 2,000 years. No one's like wanted to test it until Isaac Newton.
Right.
But anyway.
Wait, so did Newton have to be like, nope, that's not how this goes?
Yeah, he did that for a bunch. He bucked a lot of the trends of the day that Isaac Newton. Anyway, 2,000 years went by and no one questioned this until Isaac Newton. And then he said, that's not how light works.
Oh.
So anyway, Isaac Newton, developed that. And then there's this book called Optics. And it essentially talked about the Roy G. Biv colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, saying that they're an electromagnetic spectrum.
Okay.
So light is no different than like gamma rays or microwaves. Like it's the same thing. It's just a vibration, but that's just our eyes, the cones of our eyes, pick up that vibration and we see it as visible light.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when someone zaps you with an X-ray gun, you don't see X-rays. But if our cones and our eyes were at that frequency, like we could see X-rays too.
Oh, that'd be terrifying.
We get bombarded with like all this stuff
so
all the time.
Scary.
You just be constant like flashlight in your eyes. That doesn't work. So anyway, so some time went by. And you'll like this. There's a very rare book that talked about the formation of color in like print. So like on books.
Oh.
Because it started color printing.
Yeah.
And so this was LeBlanc was the first to outline the three color printing method, which is your red, your yellow, and your blue to create primary colors.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have secondary colors by mixing them, green, purple, and orange.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just say back in the day, they wouldn't have had like little short like hashtag Twitter or X kind of things. Because you want to hear his book?
Yeah.
Colorito, or the harmony of coloring in painting reduced to mechanical practice under early precepts and infallible rules. Together, we foam collude figures. And then there's like three more paragraphs. And that's the title of the book.
Whoa.
So anyway. Okay, now that we got colors out of the way, everybody understands what colors are?
Wait, that's your entire explanation behind colors?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Come on. I'm not talking about quantum theory here. We're going to talk about how humans can take something as beautiful and simple and practical as color and make it stupid. So, why is purple... Ready? Why is purple considered royalty?
Because it is a pretty flower color.
Well, it's because prints... Or artist formerly known as Prince, he loved it. And so it, like, time is not linear, so everybody knew. Anyway, Persian King Cyrus, Roman emperors, we're talking the Byzantine Empire, everybody thought that purple was amazing.
But wasn't it just because it was a rare color to get?
You are so smart. Yep, supply and demand. So the Phoenician city of Tyre, I think that's how you pronounce it, Tyre, yeah. Tyre. Anyway, it's in, like, Lebanon, what Lebanon is now.
Mm-hmm.
There was a sea snail known as Balaenus brandaris.
Ooh, okay.
And it was so exceedingly rare that it took 250,000 snails to yield just 1 ounce of purple ink.
Hold on.
So when you crack open the snail and the extract is like a purple mucus.
What? No, hold on. You're not grinding up a snail.
You're taking the mucus. Like you find a bunch of sick snails and they're all coughing and like...
You're
gonna cough into these tissues, and then you make a robe out of it. That's exactly how it worked.
Whoa!
But just so you know, like, so when you use this purple dye, it was Tyrian purple. Tyrian?
We'll
call it that.
Yep.
It was very like blood purple. So because you know those kings and queens,
they love squeezing out the snails.
They love blood. But a pound of purple wool cost more than most people earned in a year.
What?
So it was like rare, it was hard to get. So that's what happens. That's why people like, you know, shiny pebbles.
That's true, because they're rare to get.
Yeah. And they don't do anything, but we like them.
Hold on. How did they discover this in the snail? How did this go down? Did someone sit like...
That's for a different podcast. That's for a different podcast. So anyway, so the royal class purple had a monopoly. About the 15th empire, it started falling out of fashion.
Okay.
I think it just got to the point where it's like, whoa, we're so done with purple. But the 1850s, synthetic dye, anybody can have purple.
Oh,
and now if you're on the in crowd, purple's out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know if purple's out or not. Purple's probably not out at all. So anyway.
What is the now color, do you think?
The now color?
Yeah, like what it was purple. Is it
you're talking to like the two least in the trend people in the world.
That's true.
To talk about the in fashion.
It's black. Black.
It's going to be black. My or pants white.
Or white. Either one.
And an earth element.
Yeah.
Or a whatever an element.
Like a slight brown.
All right. Are we already behind schedule?
I don't know.
We've been gone like 2 years. We're back for 30 seconds and we're already over schedule.
Oh, jeez.
So anyway, well, that's all I got for history.
How do I get a snail? Can I have it as a pet?
Yeah, but you got to go to Lebanon to find these snails.
And I have to have
and
over...
And they're old. They're like 2,000 years old. They'd probably be more mucusy now, though, because they're so old. All right, that's all I got for history. So now we're going to get into the science of colors and probably how they make you feel and your emotions.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to get into.
We'll review the coffee we're drinking.
Yes.
And then we're going to get in some action plan. Hit me with some science.
All right, here we go. Now, I can go into the personality of colors, but I know that your eyes would probably just roll into the back of your head.
Like each color has its own personality?
Well, if you wear those colors a lot, it's the personality that people feel like you are.
because I wear purple all the time because I'm like...
You're all royalty. You're currently wearing red. Do you want to know what red means?
Sure.
You are excited. You are young. You are cool. And you are independent.
See, I'm a trendsetter.
Wait a minute. What color is my shirt?
Taupe.
Oh, crap. I don't
is
have
Is taupe
one of
even a color?
Taupe is not a color on my personality
the
scale.
The boringest of the colors.
You know what? That's
How about
probably
blue?
Accurate.
If there's some blue in there.
There's some blue in there. So blue is competent, honest, sincere, and palatable for all.
Oh, I want to be palatable. That's great.
You're not palatable. You're red.
Okay.
So what was really interesting is that medicines that are colored certain colors actually appear to be more effective than other colors.
It's like full placebo effect. If you have a blue pill, it's...
The blue pill is less effective than any type of warm color, red, orange, or yellow.
So is that why like Advil and ibuprofen is red?
They tend to take on the red, yeah.
But Aleve is blue, so Aleve doesn't work?
Well, so here's the thing. Only your placebo effect can only go so far. But it's really quite remarkable that they play on their colors to make things more effective, at least in your brain.
Interesting.
Yeah. Sports. We love sports, right?
We love sports. I don't care who knows.
So if you have a red jersey on, then you tend to react with greater speed and force.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, the Buccaneers are so good.
What?
They're not good anymore, but...
I thought they wore gray.
They sometimes, but they're also red. Like Tiger Woods. He wore his red shirts on Sunday.
Yeah, see? More fierce speed.
He knew. Okay.
Yep. And then if you are in a black uniform, mm-hmm. you are more likely to receive more penalties.
The Raiders. Mm-hmm. It makes perfect sense.
Isn't that amazing, okay. though? But this All is right. statistically, like, shown. Like, oh. they've actually done research. Everything I'm saying here has research behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure. I believe it.
So with consumer products, which is what everybody's going to play on your emotions and try to get you to purchase things, right? So here are the consumer products and what they tend to mean for certain people or for people when they put these colors on their products. Okay, so white is fresh and clean.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Yeah, and that makes sense. Black tends to be powerful.
Okay. So like consumer products, like if I have a black speaker,
yes.
it's like a powerful speaker.
Yeah.
But if I have a white speaker, it's like airy and...
Yeah, you're trying to go more modern looking with that. Same with cars. A lot of the research is based on car colors as well.
That's why I drive a purple car. I do. You don't know what I drive. All right, come on, we go.
Do you know how many snails had to die for your
so
car?
So many. That's why it's fancy.
It's so funny. Silver tends to be cutting edge.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Red is confident, just like your shirt.
Uh-huh.
Blue is stable and has a lot of safety.
Okay.
Yellow means you're taking some risks.
Ooh.
Right? So if you have that, the yellow Hummer, that was a really big deal then.
Wait, yellow's you're taking risks, but isn't like yellow belly, like you're a coward?
Not necessarily. So that's a good point. So like clothing items in yellow don't do as well. And they think it's based on what your skin tone is and like teeth color. People don't like wearing yellow.
Sure.
Right? But then you have a car, like a massive car that's yellow, like a Hummer, let's say. Then you're like super cool and edgy and you like, I don't know.
So is it superhero stuff? Is it the actual color that like when it goes into your brain actually does something? Or is it... that we as a society have decided it's that thing.
So a little bit of both. And this is the really interesting part. So even folks who are colorblind, because I knew you were going to bring this up about being colorblind.
Okay.
Now, they might not be able to see certain shades. And even grayscale, like there's folks that can only see in grayscale. The different shades of gray still elicit the same reaction.
Oh, so even if you're colorblind, you can't see the different colors.
But you can see the hue of the gray. It can elicit, so let's say it's a yellow, quote unquote, but they can't see the yellow.
But it's a lighter gray.
But it's a certain kind of gray, because it is a certain kind of gray. It'll still elicit a certain response.
Get out of town.
Isn't that wild? So, that means two different things here, because one, yes, as a society, we determine certain things. Just like the purple was in fashion, and then it wasn't in fashion.
Sure.
So if you had a purple dress when it was in fashion, you're a big deal, right? And societally, that would make sense. But the second that it goes out of faux pas, you still have that purple dress, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so, but different colors. And then also, they talk about environmental stuff. So some environments, like if you live in Hawaii, for example, you're going to have very colorful, vibrant, flowers and life and all of that, right? It's going to be a lot different than Eagle Mountain in wintertime.
Sure. Very right? gray.
Very, very gray.
Brown.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're colorblind,
yes.
you still get these reactions.
Yes.
See, because I was going to do a disclaimer at the beginning of this saying, like, we're sorry to all our colorblind friends. We're doing one about color. Mm-mm. But no, like,
no,
you're
it
welcome because now you know, well, maybe I'm just not colorblind. Maybe I'm just color insensitive. I don't need to know what color it is because I already have the emotional reaction to it.
Well, and that's the thing, even with the placebo.
Yeah.
If it's on that grayscale, let's say, or they can't see red. Let's say, because a red is a common colorblind type color, it still has that same effect.
Same effect. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Isn't that wild? Now, here's the things that we think are true that are inaccurate. These are things that have come up multiple times. And I researched the crap out of them. And I could not find a single study that backed it.
Okay.
So, two things. One, blue colored street lamps can lead to reduced crime in the areas that they
yeah,
shine.
Sure. Okay. So like the blue lamps, not the flashy blue lights, but
no,
like
no,
blue
no, no.
lamps.
Yeah. Like a blue hue. Because
blues are cops.
There's a, no.
Yeah.
No, I think yeah. I think they were trying to like a subdued color. Wouldn't that be? I don't know why people thought this.
Okay. But anyway.
It's not accurate.
So blue, there's just as much crime, if not more crime. There's probably more crime.
No, so the light itself, just having light in the area, reduces the crime. It has nothing to do with the actual color of the light.
What if it's a red light? That's so crimey.
It is not crimey.
Well,
it's kind of scary.
My preconceived notions are usually correct. So I'm just saying.
Societally.
Science only goes so far. Okay, so it doesn't matter what color the light is.
Mm-mm.
It's going to be the same amount of crime.
Yes, same. Okay. It's more about the light and how bright the light is, less about what the actual color of the light is.
Okay.
Okay. And then the second one I have is, do you know what drunk tank pink?
Drunk tank pink.
Yes.
No, I've never heard of drunk tank
pink. So it's kind of a pastel-y dirt.
Pastel-y dirt.
Pink. It's like a rough, not like
like if you think of like Arizona pink.
Kind of an Arizona pink. So it's okay. It's a very, very subdued pink. So it's okay. Not necessarily pastel, but it's a lighter dirt pink. I don't know how to describe it.
Is this
it
a Sherwin Williams color? Drunk tank pink. Is that what
Can
it
I
is?
Get my baby's nursery
yeah.
in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they put them they are for a while it was thought, especially in the 80s and the 90s, it put in like all of the cells to try to make it so everybody's calmer.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so you put your drunkies in there so that they can, you know, sleep it off or whatever, and the pink is supposed to make them more subdued. It does not do that. It has nothing to do with that.
Okay, so pink doesn't make people more subdued. Is that why babies are so angry? Like little girl babies?
What are you talking about?
Cool, because their nurseries are all pink. And they are feisty. We have two girls and a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And our girls are feisty. Yeah. Especially as babies. They were rough.
They were a little out of control. No.
Like drunk tank rough.
Do you think we probably should have used a different color other than drunk tank pink?
Yellow. They would have taken more risks.
That's right. No, we don't need that.
Oh, that's true.
That's okay. True. No risks. Everybody's blue. Everybody's blue.
Confident and self-assured and less potent than red.
Safety.
Safety in numbers.
Safety,
or
safety.
Safety in colors. All right. So, what else we got for science?
That's what I have for science. That's, so those are the main colors. Those are the personality traits that we tend to associate with these colors, both societally, environmentally, and then just how our brain processes those colors.
So that's okay. That's awesome. And it's pretty crazy that this all happens inside of our brains and our eyes on electromagnetic waves.
Yeah.
That's all it is. But so we're going to get the coffee and then you're going to tell us essentially to pick one of these colors and make everything you own that one color.
Everything needs to be red.
Everything. Well, if you want to be red, if you want to be a winner, then yeah, you choose
you
red.
You want to be a winner?
You want to be a winner. So, all right. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick little break for a coffee review, and then we'll get into the action plan.
I drank pots and pots and pots and pots of strong black coffee, trying to keep my sleepy soul awake. But the sleepiness still comes along, and when it does, it's fast and strong. I end up with a bad case of the shakes.
Take us away.
Okay, so one thing I would like to say, you were making fun of the knitting people hats. I have every intention of knitting someone a hat and sending them to them. Yes, I am.
Everybody listen. Jessie loves to knit, and I think it's very meditative and therapeutic, but she knitted me a hat one time, and it was supposed to be like a hipster beanie hat.
It wasn't.
And it ended up looking like a Peter Pan hat, like legit, legit Peter Pan.
It was pointier than I expected it to be.
But it was like shaped like a boat, and it didn't cover my ears. It was amazing. So if you want an amazing Peter Pan hat... Enter to win.
Yeah, so how do you enter to win? You enter to win by sending us questions, comments, and tips. The best way to communicate with us is themorningstrugglepodcast@gmail.com. And I'm going to do a giveaway every single month. So we're going to see what I can make in that time frame. I have like these little coffee bag notebooks that I'm doing.
Yes, I saw that.
I have hats.
We have hats.
Maybe a scarf. I'll do something. I can knit some socks.
You can make some stickers.
We could do stickers. Yeah, we could do like those things like
that.
But we'll have a giveaway of some kind.
Because that's what we're bigger and better now.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger and better. We're doing big stuff.
Yeah.
So go in, email us some questions. There's a newsletter too, right?
Yeah, we have a newsletter. So you can comment about that. You can just say what's up and then you're put into the drawing just the same. We just want you guys to email us. Let us know what your thoughts are. What do you want our next episode to be about? Like, we want to hear from you guys. So
okay, sounds good. Now take us into this coffee that we're adoring. Was that it? Did I cut you off?
Are there more hats? No, that was the extent of our giveaway process. The coffee
review.
Okay, so Bones Coffee Company.
We're reviewing Bones Coffee Company. Jacked O'Lantern?
Jacked O'Lantern.
It is pumpkin spicy.
It was all pumpkin spice. So this is the exact quote that was on it, just so you know. So, pumpkin spice flavor that's not overpowering. That's medium roast.
Bold. Yeah, it was medium.
Scary good.
Scary good?
Scary good was its big thing. Now, that is a lie.
Not a lie.
That was a fiblet.
It was a fiblet,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll go with it. It was all pumpkin spice.
It was a lot of pumpkin spice.
And how did you describe it?
Like a punch in the face, which is not bad. Like, if you get punched in the face, the mm-hmm. first few punches, you go, this hurts a lot. Like, mm-hmm. This is intense.
Right.
By the 50th punch, you're like, yeah, whatever. I just get punched in the face now. I'm good. And the coffee was very similar to that because it didn't have a bad aftertaste.
No, it was, right? And I'll go through our, we are actually getting professional with this. I have categories that we're going to be rating.
Yeah.
It really got your attention. Like it was.
It really got your attention.
Yeah. So it was good morning. Here's your pumpkin spice.
Yeah. Oof, pumpkin spice too.
I mean, even the coffee part wasn't even in it.
There might not have even been coffee in there. It was just all pumpkin spice.
Yeah, so.
Which I found, you told me it was like cloves and allspice or something. It wasn't even pumpkins.
Yeah, and it's not made of pumpkins. Uh-uh.
It's
just a seasonal spice.
No, I don't like it.
It's more of a, I don't like
it. It's false advertising in my book. So anyway, so this Bones Coffee Company, which makes good coffee.
It is genuinely good coffee. And what I like most, which is probably not very good, is that they have a lot of signature type blends.
Right.
That are specific to, like, they have a Loki coffee.
Right.
I'm excited. Like a Spider-Man one. They have some really cool ones.
A lot of Disney stuff. A lot of branded stuff. Mm-hmm. So what do we got on our scale?
Okay. So we have the Aroma.
Aroma. Three?
I give it a 5.
You gave it a 5. Yeah. I give it a 3.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The taste, we both went 3s. I think because it actually got better when you, like, your face got used to it, all that spice coming into it.
Yeah.
So it actually worked out okay with that way. So both 3s on that one. The body of it, which is kind of the mouthfeel.
Which is, is this drip coffee or French press? What do you mean the body of
Yeah, I don't know. That's one of the categories.
Coffee. It doesn't change
We're getting
consistency.
Professional.
It doesn't change consistency.
Anyway, it's 3s.
Yeah, okay.
We went right down the middle on that one. But I do have to say, so the flavor and the aftertaste, we put 3s on that. For being a pre-ground coffee, it was not bitter.
Yeah.
So that's very rare, actually.
So maybe a 3.75.
Yeah.
3.62.
Wait, are you changing your... I can't do math on the fly.
Yeah, it's okay.
I wrote it down in my cute book.
We got one last one. What's the last one?
The last one is the design and the brand. So
five.
It vibes.
It's cool.
And it's really cool artwork. Yeah. Like you can see on the package. I'll post to the newsletter so you can actually see it. And then maybe I'll make a notebook out of it and you guys can win it this month. That would be super fun.
I like it.
But yeah, so it ended up, I'm not changing the math.
Okay.
We ended up, after we averaged both of ours, it was 3.6.
A 3.6 out of five.
Mm-hmm.
3.6 smiley faces.
Yep.
Out of five smiley faces.
Well, and how much, did you put cream in yours?
Of course.
Because I just had it black and it was, oof,
yeah,
it was a lot. It was a lot to take in, but I do have to say the packaging was very cool.
Yep. I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him on the packaging.
Yeah.
So, and we'll try more Bones Coffee.
Oh, absolutely. Cause I want all the packages.
I know. So yeah. So we either give you a coffee review or we give you a little coffee tidbit, factual history, etc. Yeah. So,
well, and the thing is I was looking into specialty coffees and how they signify if it's a specialty coffee or not. Apparently there's a whole scoring system. I couldn't find it for this specific one. But they give a score 0 to 100. And if it's over 80 points, then it's a specialty coffee. And like our grocery store one is like 60 to 80.
Oh, okay.
So
well, fancy.
So I don't know exactly.
What color was the bag? Black.
It was black.
And orange.
Well, yeah.
What's orange?
Huh?
You never said what orange was.
Oh, that's a good point. I actually didn't write it down.
We don't know what orange is?
Mysticism.
Orange is Halloween-y.
Yeah.
So,
or like maybe like fall or like...
Charlie Brown. Like, he's yellow. Doesn't he wear a yellow?
He wears a yellow.
We are way on tangent. All right.
So Halloween-y.
It's Halloween-y. Okay. So we got our coffee segment.
Yeah.
Let's go get into the action plan.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Let's hope you make the most of it, my boy.
Okay, so before we get into action plan, let's talk about Patreon and Apple subscription.
Yes. So if you're looking for more content, we are going to put out one free episode
every week,
every single week.
Yep.
And then on Patreon, we're actually going to have another full episode and then a mini episode
on Patreon and on Apple subscriptions.
Yes.
So subscribe to one of those two if you want everything, but mm-hmm. you still get free stuff if you just want to do the freebie one.
Yeah, and that's the thing is we wanted to make sure that we still have our original full episodes, and that if you just need more content or you want more content from us, going to Patreon, then you'll get those extra things.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks for supporting us so we can support you. So
yeah,
we'll also have a newsletter.
We'll have a newsletter that will go through all of this information. We're also going to thank you guys. So at the beginning of every episode, whoever our new Patreon folks are, we're going to thank you.
Or Apple subscriptions. They got,
oh, I'm
they got
sorry.
Both. There's
That's
two
true.
Things.
I don't know how this works.
I know. We're learning. We're good.
So, and it's a couple of bucks.
Couple bucks a month.
Yeah. I don't know exactly.
Gets you a bunch of extra episodes and bonus content and ad free and the whole works.
Yeah. So we'll have another full episode, but then we have a new segment coming called Jesse Asks Ty.
I know. I am so excited for it. We'll talk about that one when we do those. They're going to be short and sweet ones.
Yep.
All right. So there you go. And the newsletter, where can we sign up for the newsletter?
If you go to the morningstrugglepodcast.com, it'll be on our website.
Morningstrugglepodcast.podbean.com.
Oh, is it podbean.com?
Yeah. themorningstruggle.podbean.com. Not even close.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening.
Themorningstruggle.podbean.com. All right. That's enough of that.
We nailed that part.
Let's get in the action plan. That's what people want. Let's give them the action plan.
Yes. Okay. So obviously we have to deal with colors in our day-to-day, right? There's certain things that you'll be able to control in your color scheme and others that you will not. Okay. Like you can buy a car in a certain color and that's just your car.
That's your car.
Yep. So we first want to assess the mood and the feel that we get from our emotions or from our colors.
like my car, sometimes I drive my car really angrily. Sometimes I drive it very nice. Or do I say I want to be a casual driver, like a calm driver? So I will do a taupe car or a beige car.
No, well, I'm not asking you to change your car. I'm just asking you to assess your color scheme in your day to day.
Okay. So like what kind of shirts do I have and what kind of car do I drive and what's the color of my house?
Yeah. And like your furniture and the pillows and like your bedding and all the things around you. Like our home is very gray.
Right. Very gray.
Very gray with a few little splotches of color. So we would be specific about the splotches of color that we have there.
Okay.
Right. Right? Like, I hate that pillow that's red or whatever. Like, it's like, oh, that's good to know. So first you're going to pay attention to the what you feel with the colors you currently have. Okay?
So if it makes you angry or elevated, if it makes you calm, if it makes you productive, that kind of stuff?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Like, if you tend to be more productive in one room versus another, if, like...
Oh, so
you put on...
it could be the color. It could
yeah.
be the color.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and like with me, when I go to work in certain dresses, like I have my little power dresses, I have my like more chillaxing ones.
Okay.
Where if like if I'm having a big meeting, I'm probably going to wear one of my black or dark blue ones. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
So you do that, and then we want to pinpoint a goal of improvement. So where we want to see things. Maybe we want to feel more powerful at work, or we want to
be more calm when we drive.
Or like be more relaxed when we're in our bedroom.
Okay. I like
that. Does
that
make sense? So you're coming up with some sort of goal, and then you're going to figure out ways to put that into your world. So either purchasing something or changing something, even, I mean, I guess you don't really use nail polish, but you could do like a nail polish. You can, you know, change up a few different things, but trying to associate or bring that color more into your world with a specific, what is it when you mean to do something?
Intention.
So you're intentionally like, if red is my power color, I'm going to bring red in and that's going to be my power color.
I like that.
Yeah. And specifically like this time of year is a rough one with like seasonal affective disorder and where people tend to be more anxious or depressed or that kind of thing. It's nice bringing those kind of bolder colors in because then you're like, yes, like this blue means that I am safe and calm or, you know, ready to take on the day, that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. I like it.
Okay. And then you're going to observe, like you're going to spend, I would block it into weeks because that seems pretty good. But at the end of each week, be like, okay, that worked or that didn't work. Or I would like to start implementing this color. I really like these things. I think it's important that the things that we have in our world are intentional. So if you're wearing a certain shirt, you should like that shirt. It shouldn't be just because you need to throw something on your body necessarily.
Sure, that makes sense.
Right? Okay. And same with everything. So we actually need less things when we really like the stuff we have.
Okay, so do your assessment. Mm-hmm. See what kind of colors that you want for different kind of areas of your life. You don't always want to be in power dress mode.
Yes.
When you're sitting in your bedroom having your tea.
Right.
Right? So find out what kind of colors fit with your different environments and then slowly start incorporating those into each one of those environments.
Yep. And then reassess them as you go along.
Where do they find what kind of colors? They just have to listen to the podcast again?
They got to listen to the podcast. Well, honestly, you could just look it up.
Is it going to be in the newsletter?
I should put it in the newsletter. That'd actually be pretty rad.
It'll be in the newsletter.
It'll be in the newsletter. But also, like, pay attention to how you feel. Like, maybe a light blue feels really good to you, but it doesn't to me. So, like, paying attention to how you feel and then implementing that specific color.
Okay. Perfect. I love it.
Yay.
It's easy. So there you go. We did it. How to be successful at colors.
Yes.
I didn't think it was possible, but here we just did it.
You did it.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for having us back.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing us back into your lives. We're super excited. So go out there and
build a better you.